There's something here we need to stop and consider as we near the end of Jesus' manifesto, and that is, God never ever changes. He is immutable. He never changes the way he feels about you. He loved and called you from before the foundation of the earth. He never changes what he's planned for you from ages past. What he wanted in calling Israel, he still wants in calling the Gentile nations. Because why? We are his inheritance and he is ours. He's not someone who is slightly bigger than us. He is the Pantocrator. You remember that word? He and he alone created the worlds, and he alone rules supreme. He divided the nations. He will come for his own. Deuteronomy 32:8-10. When the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of man, he set boundaries of the people according to the numbers of the sons of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the allotment of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the howling waste of a wilderness. He encircled him, he cared for him, he guarded him as the pupil of his eye. He did it, all of it. We are rapidly approaching the place where we can see that unless we take the whole counsel of God, we will flounder. In order to understand the New Testament or covenant, we must fully understand the old. We must fully understand that his will be done and his purpose will stand. He is the creator, we are the created. He says, do, go, and we say, yes, sir. We must get this thing the right way up. We are his inheritance, and he is ours. He desires that we come into our inheritance. That's what the kingdom's all about. This isn't church, beloved. This is kingdom, where the king reigns. And if he reigns in you, guess what? Your ego will have to move over to make way for the king. Only one will now, his. Winners never quit, quitters never win. Disciples, sign up here.